T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the program. And it is time we hear from the other side. Now, there was a rally for illegals having driver's licenses. And let's just hear some quick audio from that, Phil, if we could.
And supporters, and it means a lot that today we may be one step closer to seeing driver's license, equal access to driver licenses, restored for immigrant families in New York. A step towards justice, a step towards equality, a step towards fairness, and a step towards safety for all families and everyone who drives on the road.
That's right.
All right. Our first speaker today is Reverend Nancy Rosas from Pilgrim St. Luke's Church, one of our community churches that was an early signer on in support of the Green Light campaign.
Why? How about Render Unto Caesar?
Any day when families feel safer, where they don't have to fear being separated for being a stop, for not having a license to take their kids to school, to take their kids to work, for taking their kids to church, to the park, is a good day. Immigrant rights are human rights. Our sacred scriptures tell us that when a foreigner resides among us, we should treat them as we would like to be treated. We should love them as we love ourselves. Human rights belong to everybody. It is time for this day to bring families together with the same treatment, because every immigrant deserves the right to move and live without fear. Every family deserves to live without the fear to being separated. So we are here to celebrate with the immigrant community. We are here to celebrate equality, and we are here to say that we stand with all immigrants, and we start for safer cities, and we start for a united community here in Buffalo and everywhere in your state.
All right, so that is what they have to say. It is 11 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. We move on to the telephone calls with you guys, and it is Lori in Buffalo. Lori, you are on.
Hi, Tom. First, I just want to thank Mickey Kearns for helping to support not giving illegal licenses and not forcing the clerks that work there to do that. I just want to give you a profile of who these people are that are speaking up. And believe me, they are a minority in this country, and according to the polls, of a great number of majority of we the people in New York who do not want this to happen. These people are Antifa. They're the Black Lives Matter. They're the white guilt proselytizers. They're the Green New Deal people. And I myself witnessed their disruption, these same people, disruption of the Board of Ed meeting in order to unseat an elected board member. And I was a witness as I was at the Second Amendment rally to this person, Drew Ludwig, who spoke out. And you did mention their name, WBEN, did mention his name. He was one of the speakers in the front of this counter-protest of people that he was flanked with that were hooded and masked with sticks in their hands. The Buffalo police had to surround our rally where Sheriff Howard was in order for them not to infiltrate our peaceful rally. This is resist. And they are a creepy minority of people that operate contrary to the rule of law with the agenda to upend our U.S. Constitution. They're a disgruntled, myopic proletariat who know that an influx of millions of undocumented immigrants and aliens will suck this country dry of any semblance of the America that we know. And don't fool yourself. I know these people, and I know Drew.
I'm not fooling myself on anything.
Yeah, I hope nobody listening is either. Because
I hope you don't think I'm trying to fool people. That would almost be an insult.
Yes, true.
Keep going.
Well, that's all I have to say. I think I've said enough.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call, and I don't disagree with you. But, I mean, the thing is, you have to understand that the extremist wing of the Democrat Party is in power now. Even Nancy Pelosi is cowering before them. This impeachment thing is probably going to go through. We'll have to wait and see, but she's under an enormous amount of pressure from people to the left of her, Nancy Pelosi, the one who wants Donald Trump to be in prison. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN, and it is Daryl in Medina. Daryl, you are on. Hello.
Good afternoon, Tom. I got a question that probably hasn't been brought up. How are they going to translate? Now, you got somebody that's coming in from who knows where, Mexico, Guatemala, wherever. They don't speak a bit of English. How are they going to pass a driver's test? Or are we just going to hand them one?
Well, I would presume that given that this is New York State and hospitals have to have translators in about 85 million different languages on hand, I presume that the forms and the tests will be given in their native language. But that's a presumption. I don't know that for a fact.
Right. But, you sit there and there, here we go, another layer of government. We're going to have to create another. You're going to have to, because I live in Orleans County. I don't think there's anybody at the motor vehicle thing that speaks a foreign language. So what are you going to do there? You're going to have to add more jobs just for these people. I keep wondering, what do they need it for? I have a family member who owns one of the large Apple things out here. They hire Jamaicans. Well, a lot of the guys have buses and stuff. When they got to go somewhere, they'll have somebody take them who is licensed, take the people to wherever they got to go. Unless they're going to be staying here, I don't see any sense of them having to get a license.
That's the idea. I mean, who wants to leave the United States and go back to Jamaica? I happen to love Jamaica, but I go there as a tourist.
Right. Because that's a set deal that they have, because they go through a broker. Last year, after their work time was up, they were on their way back through. Well, apparently they stopped in New York City. Well, one of them walked away. It didn't bother the family here, but one of them just decided he wanted to stay, so he walked away. Just think about that. There's so much crazy.
And what good is a legal driver's license going to do, by the way, for somebody who has the shadow of illegality hanging over their heads to begin with?
It isn't.
Do we really think that they're not going to drive off after a car accident?
Right. Well, stop and think about it, Tom. You're coming up here, they're supposedly, they're so hard stricken and all this stuff. They ain't got a dime in their pocket. Are they going to be able to afford an automobile and the insurance? There's people here today that have lived here all their lives that can't afford, that decide that they don't want to drive an automobile because of the extreme. We all know what it costs for a vehicle. Then they pile your insurance on top. Yeah.
Huh. Well, look, I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. Let's move on here on WBEN to some other folks. This is June, next up in Cheektowaga. Should illegals get New York State driver's licenses in Albany? The Assembly has passed this. The Senate is considering it, and I don't know how they're going to go. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And I think we know what the governor's going to do. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Tom, for having me. Listen, I have a social media group that covers New York State. and I will give you 2,356 overwhelming no's. I have had my group members bantering for the last 2 days, and something came up that I was hoping that you could dissect for me. It was a comment. The gentleman wrote, authorizes the Department of Motor Vehicles to issue standard driver's licenses and restricts what information can be retained and given out on those applying or holding the standard driver's license. Now, my question to you is not only dissecting that, isn't that violating federal law?
Run that by me one more time.
Okay. Authorizes the Department of Motor Vehicles to issue standard driver's licenses and restricts what information can be retained and given out on those applying or holding the standard driver's license.
Right.
So they're being, might I say, we're restricting as law-abiding for any information of these people. I mean,
well, it seems to me, as I mentioned earlier, I don't know if you're listening, but it seems to me that all of these laws and all of the granting of benefits, including sanctuary to so-called illegals, is really obstructing of federal immigration law. I mean, I would like to see the governors and mayors of these states and cities accountable for obstruction of justice. I mean, if any of us interfered with the proper administration of law enforcement, that's exactly what we'd be called. We'd be called obstructors of justice, right?
Right. And, you know, I was actually doing a little more research because I recently, you know, thank God, changed my affiliation. And I had requested a voter registration card sent to me in the mail. So I'm actually online right now, and I pulled up a voter registration form. Question, are you a U.S. citizen? Yes or no? Well, you can put yes. Last four of a social security number, which we know can be obtained pretty easy, and a New York State license. So again, we're gonna have an issue with that.
Well, I don't see any issue involving illegals that they won't glance or gloss over. I mean, some people are just bound and determined to make what is illegal legal. Including, of course, this whole situation we're talking about today of illegals getting driver's licenses legally in New York State.
Right.
Yeah, I do thank you very much for the call. I share your frustration. I share your bewilderment. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it's taking a lot of research, you know, and I like the other woman said that called earlier, you know, I'm really hoping people wake up because this is, you know, this is just destroying the rule of law for New York.
Well, it is, but, you know, again, welcome to New York State. And the same thing can be said of other states like Vermont and, Connecticut?
Yeah, I heard we're the 12th.
Yep. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. And by the way, all the 12 states that have the driver's licenses granted for illegals, none of them have seen the benefits that we are promised are going to happen in New York State. Lower insurance premiums? Oh, BS. Seriously, knock me over with a feather. And what else? Oh, yeah, they're not going to drive away from car crashes. There'll be fewer car crashes. Absolute hogwash. These have not proven to be true in the other states that have granted illegals driver's licenses. They're offering panacea, and what we end up is a bucket of you-know-what. It is Bowerly and Bellavia with you on the radio, and let's get right back to the calls. Should illegals get driver's licenses in New York State? Here is Lynn in Riverside. Lynn, it is your turn. Welcome.
Hi. I don't want to say no. I want to say hell no. look, would they have to pass a written driver's test in English? Would they understand the basic laws? How come people are saying that everybody's going to be so safe if they can't understand some of the basics?
Because if you want people to go along with a bad idea, you tell them that they're going to be safer and their insurance rates are going to go down, and that's absolute baloney.
Well, talking about insurance rates and cars, how can they afford a car or insurance because nobody, technically, no employer can hire them? I had to produce identification to get employed. As a matter of fact, 13 years ago, I produced all my ID showing I was an American citizen and employable. Personnel cleaned out the files, and then the state checked the files, and they said, oh, my God, a whole bunch of employees didn't have their proof in the files, so we had to cough it all up again. But the bottom line is, like, who's going to hire them? Or are we going to change that law, too?
Well, that's a federal statute, correct?
Yep.
Well, I don't know that that's going to change under the administration of President Trump, but who knows what the future could hold.
Thank you. I do appreciate that, and thank you for letting me speak about this.
All right. I appreciate the call. It is 25 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, I like these three chord songs. Thank you very much. Very awesome. What is it, a B minor, a D, and an A, I think? It is 538 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Should illegals get driver's licenses in New York State? Now, they're feeding you a lot of BS. They're telling you, oh, your car insurance premiums are going to go down. Yeah, like that's ever happened ever in the history of car insurance premiums. What else? They're also saying, oh, the number of car crashes will go down. Well, it's interesting because that has not been the case of the states that already have granted illegals the privilege of driving. And it is a privilege. It is not a right, which kind of doesn't make sense to me because it's a lot easier to get a driver's license, which is a privilege, than it is to get a pistol permit, which is a right. It is 538. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. It is Sean in Buffalo. Sean, you are on. Hello.
Yeah, I was just recently at the DMV to get my driver's license renewal, and I needed all these documents, my birth certificate, Social Security card, on and on and on. However, I'm just thinking a lot of folks that are from foreign countries, illegal aliens, they're not going to have any of that documentation. So is there going to be two sets of rules, one for citizens of the United States and other people from different countries? My brother married a woman from Ethiopia a few years ago, and they don't even have birth certificates. Everybody in her country is born on January 1st because when they come to this country, they just issue them a birthday. But I don't see how they're going to manage this, especially after 9/11. I mean, how do you vet people? How do you identify who they really are? Can they just make up names, make up birth dates?
Well, it sounds like that's what's been going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Even for legal people from Ethiopia, I presume.
Pardon me?
Even for legal people from Ethiopia.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've seen that over and over again. After a while, I was like, well, why is everybody born on January 1st? You know, whether it's 1998 or 96. And somebody explained it to me once. It's because people from, you know, developing countries, they don't have birth certificates. It's not a priority. It's not important to them. So they, when they come to this country, just like on Ellis Island, you know, they would shorten your name. They would issue them a birthday, and it would always be January 1st. So I don't know how the DMV is going to sort through all that. And again, is that, some kind of discrimination against people who are law-abiding citizens of this country, where we have to have the proper documentation, especially when you're supposed to now, I think, have a real ID, which means that you really have to be vetted in who you are. And if you have people who are, you know, from different countries and they don't have those documents, How do you prove who they are?
Well, yeah, I mean, if this is such a great idea, how come so many county clerks are against it? They're the people who have to administer the DMV.
it's going to be a nightmare. And then you hire all those interpreters. Again, it's on the taxpayer's dime. I think where all this is heading is that New York State wants to incrementally, eventually sell the idea of having these people vote. So
bingo.
First, it's a free education. Then it's a driver's license. And then you watch. A few years from now, it's going to be, well, we have to give them the right to vote, too. And only in America.
Well, it's also going to be, you know what? They're destitute. They're poor. We need to buy them cars. We need to provide them with their car insurance.
Oh, it's
you don't think I'm exaggerating, do you?
No, I mean, a buddy of mine told me they're handing out EBT cards right at the border, because that's why everyone's claiming for asylum, is because when you claim for asylum, then therefore they can give you a Social Security number. After that, they can give you an EBT card. So it's, you know, they game the system after a while. They understand that, you know, if I claim asylum, I'm going to get all these benefits because they're going to be, they know they're going to be in this country for a while, and you have to survive.
Right.
I mean, if I went to Southeast Asia or China or wherever, and I said, hey, sign me up for all your benefits, they would laugh me out of their country.
Not sure how many benefits there are in those places, but yes.
It's unbelievable to me. It's so beyond the pale. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
All right, I couldn't agree with you more. All right, should illegals get New York State driver's licenses? And do you believe the claims that your car insurance rates are going to go down? Do you believe the claims that there will be fewer accidents, et cetera? 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, there was an editorial a couple of weeks ago in the DailyGazette.com, and the headline of it is, "No driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants." We put it on the Bowerly and Bellavia Facebook page. Clerks and police have strong, legitimate reservations that should be heeded. For the most part, recycling is a good thing, says the Daily Gazette, except when it comes to bad ideas. And one bit of recycling that better belongs in with the trash is a plan to issue driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants in New York. Governor Eliot Spitzer tried this in 2007, was met with a tidal wave of opposition from county clerks, law enforcement, and the public. That opposition still exists a dozen years later, and for the same good reasons. On principle, the concept of issuing government documents to non-citizens and others in this country illegally should be discouraged, not promoted and expanded. What's the point of having citizenship at all if non-citizens can obtain the same benefits as citizens through a less stringent set of standards? Being progressive doesn't mean you have to be unnecessarily permissive. And being opposed to this particular legislation does not reflect opposition to immigrants, only to people who are in this country illegally. At the very least, immigrants should be on some kind of path to citizenship before they're issued official government documents that are available to all citizens. But there are practical, legitimate reasons for opposing this legislation as well. One fear expressed by county clerks is that issuing driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants will promote fraud. The more lax requirements for obtaining a license would make it easier for undocumented immigrants to obtain other documents reserved for citizens. Ding, ding, ding. Access, here's another ding, ding, ding. Access to a driver's license actually gives undocumented immigrants an advantage over citizens who must produce Social Security cards, birth certificates, utility bills, and other forms of ID in order to obtain identification and to document state residency, they say. Another fear comes from law enforcement officials who would have to jump through legal hoops to obtain vital information about these particular license holders. Under the so-called green light bill, clerks are not allowed to disclose records or information collected from driver's license or learner's permit applications to any law enforcement agency without a judicial subpoena or judicial warrant. This is designed, we suppose, to prevent police from learning about one's immigration status that could lead to an immigrant being deported or otherwise detained. The bill also would require the licensing bureau to notify applicants when law enforcement seeks data collected at the motor vehicles departments. Do we really want to tip off individuals about the fact that they might be under possible investigation by police? Sheriffs in Rensselaer and Saratoga counties this week called the legislation misguided and bad public policy, saying they fear it could endanger New Yorkers by depriving police of necessary information about potential criminal suspects, compromise traffic safety and enforcement, create gaping loopholes tools to identify theft and fraud and make the job of law enforcement even more difficult. Supporters say that New York already extends government documents to certain immigrants, such as those with temporary citizenship status and those whose applications for citizenship are in the pipeline. This new legislation, they say, is merely an extension of existing policy. Supporters also say it'll raise money for the state through the collection of more driver's license fees. As many as 200,000 undocumented immigrants might become eligible, potentially generating millions of dollars for the state that right now goes uncollected from unlicensed drivers. Supporters also say these non-citizens would be less likely to be involved in car accidents, more likely to obtain car insurance, and less likely to leave the scene of an accident out of fear of having their citizenship status being reported to immigration officials. They say that licensing immigrants would help the upstate economy, particularly in farming communities where undocumented immigrants are often hired and sometimes asked to drive as part of their jobs. On the money it'll generate, should the state really be in the business of selling official documents? If raising money for the DMV was really an important factor, would county clerks who administer the local DMVs be so opposed? It might be true that being unlicensed would give undocumented immigrants a good reason to leave the scene of an accident. But the greatest factor of them leaving the scene of an accident would still be their immigration status. That wouldn't change just because they've got a driver's license. The fear of getting caught would still be there. As for traffic safety, relating to those undocumented immigrants driving without a license, statistics from California show that giving immigrants driver's licenses has no effect on the number of car crashes, as many experienced drivers don't have driver's licenses. Only 12 states, along with Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico, issued driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants. That leaves 38 states, or three-quarters, that do not. There are good reasons why this practice is not widespread, and a recent Siena poll shows a majority of New Yorkers, 61%, oppose the idea. Who are these politicians who support this idea listening to? The arguments in favor of this legislation are persuasive but not compelling. Unless greater safeguards are placed in the law to override the fears of county clerks, law enforcement, and other public officials, including stricter language to prevent fraud, improve transparency, and give police more access to records so they can do their jobs, then lawmakers should trash this legislation just as they did once before. That is from the DailyGazette.com, an editorial that appeared a few weeks ago online, and we've also put it on the Bowerly and Bellavia Facebook page for you, and I hope you check it out at Bowerly and Bellavia on Facebook, and edumacate yourself. Should illegals get driver's licenses in New York State? And, I mean, can you believe how much you're being hosed on this? It'll make the road safer. Give me a break. Let's go to Ernie in Buffalo. Ernie, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hello?
Sir.
Yep. I got a question for that. Illegals with driver's license.
Yes, sir.
If we get stopped at a traffic stop and our license is expired or we commit a crime, I don't know if it's a felony, but you get arrested. Now, if an illegal gets arrested because he committed a traffic violation, now they have an illegal in custody. How do they process them that way?
Fair question. I don't know that they thought this far down the road with us. I really don't.
And they just let him go, but he's illegal.
Yeah, like I said, that's a fair question, and I really don't think the authors of this bill have thought that far down the road. I don't think they've considered every contingency, and I don't think they've considered the unintended consequences of this whole thing. I mean, you guys have, we have, I have, but they haven't, because they've got an agenda that takes precedence over everything else. The agenda is to make sure as many illegals as possible ultimately are able to vote. That's the agenda.
It's a slap in the face to everybody that has worn the uniform or defended this country or any law enforcement agency that upholds laws. That's my opinion on that one.
Can't argue with you.
Legal immigrants and refugees coming over doing the proper paperwork, go ahead. And as far as saving money and driving insurances down, I'd like to know what they're smoking.
Yeah.
Just because they're illegal with a driver's license is not going to drive insurances down.
Really?
Nothing ever goes down.
Gee, I feel so let down. Well, they said the same thing about the seatbelt law, that was going to bring car insurance rates down, but people don't remember the past.
Yeah, no.
They also told us at first that it wasn't going to be a single charge. It would be an add-on charge, if you remember.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. thanks. We had seatbelts back then in the buggies, young man. I have to go play with my hoop and stick now. I'll see you later.
Shoulder strap.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Amen. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Kansas City, and it is Paul on WBEN in Buffalo. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Tom. Hey, look, I'm a CDL driver. I'm a tractor-trailer driver, okay? And I just renewed my license. And I also got an enhanced license, what's called an enhanced license. It allows me to go on federal installations and inside federal buildings. You can also get it further enhanced to a Twix. Now, when I got my license renewed, they said I didn't need my birth certificate. They only need two proofs that I was living here. That means a Social Security card or a telephone bill. Now, what do you say? This illegal alien does the same thing. He gives a Social Security card, and he gives his telephone bill or his rental bill, and they give him one of these licenses. Then he can go back and get an enhanced license. Now he can get on federal installations and or federal buildings. This is wacky. This is crazy. This is insane.
And this is New York State.
Yeah, and also, by the way, I just want to let you know if you heard of, I'm hearing this on One American News Network, they just apprehended 550 Africans in San Antonio, Texas. And that's where I'm headed next on this next load I'm going to do. And did they bother to check them for Ebola or measles or any number of other diseases? And very little reporting on this, and that's all I got is a report. 550 Africans coming through the Mexican border.
Well, we're not going to have time to look into that today, but certainly put that on the back burner for future shows. And, I mean, does anybody really think it's a coincidence that diseases we haven't heard of in the United States for years are starting to make a comeback, and that's one of the reasons why we have so many more conversations about vaccinations?
Right.
I mean, there's a correlation between the people coming into this country illegally and being sent to American cities and the outbreaks of various contagions in those cities. What's next, bubonic plague? Thanks for the call. Happy to hear from you on WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.